This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, yesterday the WASD release.
Yeah, I mean, with the WASD report, basically you came in here and you didn't do much on corn as far as U.S. is concerned. Feed, seed and industrial usage was lowered by 10 million bushels. It didn't really touch anything else. We felt like they could actually have raised corn usage for ethanol. That didn't happen. Regardless, your carryout ended up 10 million bushels at 2.172 billion. Yeah, that's a big number. And quite frankly, as I look back, we haven't seen a number like that since the 2018 crop. So, you know, I still think that the trade continues to be on kind of a hangover from what's going on there. As far as the world's concerned, very interesting, in my opinion, that the USDA and CONAB from Brazil are diverging as much as what they are. I mean, we'll start with corn. I mean, you know, you look at the USDA is at, USDA on Brazil has got them at 124, okay? For last year, they've got them at 137 million tons. Well, CONAB for last year's crops at 131.9, and for this year's crop, they're down at 113.7. So, you know, CONAB's actually 5 million tons below the USDA for the for last year's crop, you know, and they're 11 million tons below the USDA for this year's crop, 10 to 11. And so, you know, I don't know. They're very interesting. USDA is typically very slow, you know, to adjust production in other countries. But I feel like maybe this year there's a lot of question marks. And soybeans is the same thing. You know, Brazil's is at 156, but they raised last year's crop to 162, which was very interesting. CONAB for last year's crops at 154.6. For this year, they're cleared down at 149.4. So the USDA at 156 is easily the largest estimate for Brazilian production.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut. But with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
March corn up 0.75 cents at 434 even. March soybeans down 3 even at 1190.5. On the Merck, February live cattle up 72 cents at 184.50. March feeder cattle up $1.22 at 248.07. April lean hogs up $1 even at 81.35. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.